Introduction. Welcome to Stage 3 of Empowering Product Leadership Through Prompt Engineering. In this stage, we will delve into the techniques of crafting effective prompts and understanding the iterative process of prompt development with a user-centered approach. By the end of this session, you will be equipped to create clear and concise prompts, optimize them for user experience, and apply these techniques in real scenarios. Let's embark on this journey together, focusing on practical examples and strategies that will enhance your skills. Main content: crafting clear and concise prompts. To begin, let's explore the art of crafting clear and concise prompts. A prompt serves as a bridge between a user's request and the system's response. Think of it as the question you ask the universe to receive a thoughtful answer. To create effective prompts, clarity is key. For instance, instead of asking, "Tell me about the weather," a more precise prompt would be, "What is the weather forecast for tomorrow in New York City?" This specificity not only guides the response but also enhances the relevance of the information provided. Aim for simplicity and avoid ambiguity. The clearer your prompt, the more accurate and useful the output will be. Another effective strategy is to use examples within your prompts. For instance, if you're asking for a summary, you might say, "Can you provide a summary of the latest quarterly report, highlighting the key financial figures?" This not only clarifies what you want but also sets expectations for the type of response you're looking for. Iterative prompt development process. Now that we understand clarity, let's discuss the iterative prompt development process. Just as in product design, iteration is essential in prompt engineering. Start by drafting an initial prompt and then gather feedback. This could be from team members or, ideally, end users. Test how well the prompt performs in eliciting the desired responses. Analyze the outcomes and refine the prompt based on the insights you gather. For example, if a prompt does not yield the expected results, consider what assumptions you made and how you can adjust the wording or context to align better with user expectations. Incorporate an iterative cycle where you draft a prompt, test it with users, gather feedback on clarity and effectiveness, revise the prompt based on user insights. This cycle helps you to not just make changes, but to understand the why behind the needs of your users, ultimately leading to prompts that are more aligned with their expectations. Testing and optimizing prompts for better outcomes. Testing is a crucial part of this process. Once you have a refined prompt, it's time to test it in real scenarios. Use A/B testing methods to compare different versions of your prompts. For example, you might want to see if a direct question performs better than a conversational one. Gather data on user interactions and responses. Are users engaging more with one type of prompt over another? Use this data to make informed decisions on further optimizations. Consider the context in which your prompts will be used. For instance, if users are interacting with a chatbot during a busy workday, they may prefer concise prompts that get straight to the point. However, if they are in a more relaxed environment, they might appreciate a more conversational prompt. The goal is to reach an optimal prompt that not only meets your specifications but resonates with users, encouraging them to engage more deeply. User-centric design in prompt engineering. Finally, let's focus on user-centric design in prompt engineering. This concept revolves around understanding your users' needs and designing prompts that cater specifically to them. Conduct user research to gather insights into their preferences and pain points. For example, if your users are primarily professionals looking for quick, actionable insights, design prompts that are straightforward and time-efficient. In contrast, if your audience enjoys a more narrative style, adjust your prompts accordingly. One effective method to enhance user-centric design is to create user personas. These are fictional representations of your ideal users based on data and research. By defining user personas, you can tailor your prompts to fit their characteristics, preferences, and pain points. For example, if you identify a persona who values brevity, you might create prompts that are shorter and more direct, such as list 3 benefits of our product. Incorporating user feedback into your prompts creates a more engaging and satisfying experience, ultimately leading to better outcomes. Conclusion: as we wrap up stage 3, remember that the techniques we discussed today, crafting clear prompts, engaging in iterative development, testing for optimization, and applying a user-centric design, are essential for enhancing your product leadership skills through prompt engineering. The ability to create effective prompts will not only improve user interactions but also empower you to lead with confidence in technology-driven environments. Reflection questions: how can you apply the principles of clarity and conciseness in your current prompt development process? Reflect on a time when you received feedback on a prompt. How did you incorporate that feedback into your revisions? In what ways can you ensure that your prompts are user-centric, considering the diverse needs of your audience? Thank you for joining me in stage 3. I look forward to seeing how you implement these techniques in your journey toward product leadership.